It's funny how life works out sometimes. Up until a few months ago, I was living a seemingly normal life as an accounting secretary and going about my life like nothing was special or out of the norm. I had turned a blind eye to most of the unscrupulous activities my boss had taken part in and thought that, as long as I kept my head down, I would be fine. Of course, that was until I found out he had hired someone to kill me just because I saw some files he didn't want me to. And by the same token, I had been a single, unattached woman for the last several years, until coming face to face with my boss's hitman and things taking a different turn than any may have expected. The long and short of it is that my boss is now dead, and I currently find myself irrevocably attached to my previous assassin, which, as you can imagine, has made the last few months interesting. I never see him during daylight. He only ever comes at night, and he never gives any indication when he'll show up next. So every night I'm left waiting and wondering whether the words, "I know you're there," will be met with reply. After years of using those words to ward off would-be boogeymen, I never imagined it would become my means of summoning a killer. And the truth is, I want him to come. Let's be frank. I'm a slut. A slut who likes to be dominated. And likes it rough. And after years of not exactly voluntary celibacy, this man comes into my life and gives me exactly what I crave. Killer or not, I've completely submitted to him, without reservation or regret. Well, maybe just one regret. I wish I knew his name. But he's made it clear that's not going to happen. The only name I know him by is Master. And in the end, that's not really so bad. As for other changes in my life since then, well, I no longer work at that accounting firm. With my boss dead, the company decided to discharge me rather than relocating me into another office. Rotten bastards. It's just as well. After what happened, I didn't much feel like staying there anyway. Luckily, I didn't have to wait too long while looking for work, as I was picked up by a law firm and hired into their filing department, meaning I and a group of others managed the archives for the firm. It pays a little less than my previous job, but luckily enough that I don't have to worry about seeking a change of address because I can't afford rent. I've been here for 2 months now, and honestly, I enjoy it. The work itself isn't that stressful, and I share the workspace with 5 other people who all seem like decent individuals. It's definitely different than where I worked before. I only really ever spoke to my boss directly. It's nice having other people around to talk to when time permits. A couple of them have even offered to go hang out together after work, but I've had to decline. I always try to make it back home before nightfall, for obvious reasons. Though I'm beginning to wonder if, maybe, I'm letting this secret little relationship of mine run my life more than it should. I mean, I should be able to go out and have fun with new friends once in a while, right? I think I've earned it. As I was thinking about this, one of my co-workers came up to me with some documents and asked if I could take them back into the archive storage for her. I was about to go on my break anyway, and I'd be passing by it on the way to the break room, so I agreed. I strode down the hall to the archive storeroom and opened the door, walking into the large room. It was stacked with rows of file cabinets and shelves of boxes, all containing files belonging to the firm. As I came in, I noticed a janitor cleaning the floor in the corner. Some idiot must have spilled something in here, was my immediate guess. I looked down at the files I was holding and checked their case information and dates before categorically looking over the labels on the cabinets to find where they belonged. I heard the rolling of the janitor's mop bucket nearby and didn't pay it much mind as I opened the correct drawer and carefully tucked the files into place. I closed the drawer, fully intent on making my way out into the break room after that. However, that plan quickly got thrown out the window. In an instant, the janitor had come up behind me and their arms were wrapping around me, pulling me against them. They must have anticipated the shriek I was going to let out because one of their hands went to immediately clamp over my mouth. Every bit of instinct in me had me thrashing like a crazed animal to break free from whoever it was holding me captive. But they held tight. Their strength was easily enough to keep me where they wanted me. I saw the brim of the man's hat peek over my shoulder from the corner of my eye as he brought his face close. My brain was screaming to get away, but the words that came out of the man's mouth next caused that screaming to quickly go silent.
Shh. Easy, my girl. It's okay.
My whole body went still in that moment, and I felt my breath catch in my throat. I knew that voice just as well as I knew my own. The same voice that had been filling my ears and my head every night for the last few months. He floated a soft chuckle into my ear as he seemed aware of my thoughts.
That's right, my girl. Are you going to be good? If so, I'll take my hand away.
I nodded my affirmation and, as promised, he removed his hand from my mouth. I took a deep, needed breath, turning my head slightly towards him.
Master, what are you doing here?
His immediate response was another chuckle and a soft kiss against my neck. It made me shiver involuntarily.
What? I can't come see my girl at work.
He continued kissing against my neck, and I trembled from each one. My heart was racing, and I could already feel my body flushing with desire. He was making it hard to concentrate on my words.
You shouldn't be here. If someone sees us, I could lose my job.
Then you'll have to be quiet, won't you?
He shifted and moved me over to the nearby wall, pushing the front of my body up against it. His rough hands grasped my breast through my blouse, and I did my best to stifle a moan. He chuckled and nipped softly at the back of my neck as he whispered,
"We've got a few minutes to ourselves. Let's see how well you can keep your voice down for a change."
He used his knees to push my thighs apart, and his hands hiked my skirt up over my backside. My head was screaming at me to make him stop, but the rest of me seemed unwilling to listen to reason, even as I heard him opening his pants behind me.
Master, please.
What's that, girl?
I found myself gasping sharply as a pair of fingers pushed aside my panties and dove into my cunt. I shuddered uncontrollably. He chuckled again as my body betrayed how aroused I was with how slick his fingers became within me. My legs shook, thankful for the leverage of the wall I was against keeping me from falling over. I bit down on my lip, stifling the sounds his fingers were working out of me.
What were you saying, girl? Speak up.
I was struggling to keep a coherent thought in my head, and my previous ideas of stopping this were quickly diminishing.
Please, please.
Yes. Please what?
He delivered another nip to my neck with the next push of his fingers. And I broke.
Please, master. Please fuck me. Please.
Good girl.
He extracted his fingers swiftly and shifted behind me, wasting no time and pushing deep into my body. I gasped hard, unable to stop myself as he buried himself into me. He held me still like that, pressed against the wall with his cock throbbing deep inside me while he whispered huskily into my ear.
Now, I'm going to fuck you, my girl. And I'm not going to be gentle. I'm going to ram into you over and over and over. And I'm not going to stop until I'm done. And you are going to be quiet while I do. If you don't, I'm going to put my hand back over your mouth. Do you understand?
Yes, master.
And you will not come till I'm done. You'll wait until you feel my cum flood that hungry cunt. And only then will you be permitted to come. Is that clear?
Yes, Master.
Good girl. I'm curious, girl. Have you ever thought about this? Being used in your workplace? Knowing any minute somebody could come in and see what's being done to you? Showing them what you really are?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Makes you fucking wet, doesn't it?
Yes.
I know it does. You want this. You need this. Maybe I should surprise you at work more often. Would you like that?
Yes.
Yes, what, girl?
Yes, Master.
Such a good girl. You've earned a reward tonight for being so obedient.
I trembled from a combination of pleasure and exhaustion as I felt him pull out of my body. I started to move, but he kept me held in place.
Not yet, my girl. Don't turn around. You're going to stay right here, facing the wall. Wait until the door closes behind me. And then count to 10 before you leave this room. Understand?
I gave a slow nod as I continued to recover my breath.
Good. Oh, and one more thing. You're not to clean yourself up. You'll keep those panties snug against you until you get home tonight. I want you to walk around the rest of the day feeling my cum dripping from your sweet little cunt. Is that clear?
I nodded again.
I can't hear you.
Yes, Master.
He gave another rumbling chuckle and pressed another kiss into the back of my neck before stepping away from me. I did as told and continued to face the wall until I heard the door to the room close with his departure. Then I counted to 10 and finally turned around to lean my back against the wall. I fumbled to straighten and smooth out my clothes as I struggled to regain my senses after what just happened. Dear fucking God, that just happened. After taking a bit more time to compose myself, I looked down at my watch. My break period was almost over. I groaned in a fit of frustration, but knew there was nothing I could do about it. After looking down at myself to make sure I was passably presentable, I made my way back to my desk and continued working the rest of the day like nothing was out of the norm. Though I occasionally found myself squirming in my chair as I felt the reminder of what happened oozing between my thighs. When I finally reached the end of my shift, I eagerly and anxiously made the trip home by bus and foot. I felt exhaustion from the day catching up to me as I came to my apartment, but I did my best to shake it off. I had no clue what was awaiting me the moment I opened my door, but I already knew for certain that he was going to be there. I unlocked my door and entered, flipping the light switch, but it didn't come on. Figures. I closed the door, setting my purse down and trying to adjust my eyes in the darkness. That's when I noticed a soft flickering light coming from the direction of my bedroom. I followed it, entering my room and stopping to see a single lit candle flickering on top of my vanity. I walked up to it and looked down at it with a hint of confusion.
Welcome home.
I jumped slightly and turned to see him suddenly right next to me. I had a thought in my head before then, an idea of something I had wanted to say, but it quickly vanished as he met my gaze. The candlelight flickered against his face, casting a reflection in his eyes that left me momentarily entranced.
Did you do as I told you?
It took me a moment to figure out what he was referring to, but I eventually nodded.
Yes, Master.
Take them off. Show me.
I had to suppress a swell of embarrassment from rising in my stomach, but I did as told and slid my panties down my legs swiftly, stepping out of them and handing them to him. He immediately took the garment, bunched in his hand, and lifted it to his nose with a deep inhale. The satisfied growl he let out after that made my very insides quiver.
Well done, my girl. You've been wonderfully obedient today. Strip down and then join me in the bathroom.
Yes, Master.
I watched him head for the bathroom with a degree of confusion. When he opened the door, I could see further flickering of light from within, which hinted at more candles. I stood dumbfounded for the span of a moment or two before I regained my senses and proceeded to undress. With my clothing left piled on the floor, I stepped to enter the bathroom, and I went still at what I saw. Several candles were placed strategically along the counters and tile floor to give the bathroom a near ethereal glow. I looked to him, his now shirtless form fully illuminated in the flickering light. It was one of the few times I had clearly been able to see his face and his physique. He was well-toned, with his upper body peppered in scars, likely acquired during the many years in his profession as a hitman. What I noticed next, though, was where he was standing. He was directly beside my bathtub, which had been filled with water that had soft soap bubbles floating on the surface. When he saw me in the doorway, he reached out a hand towards me. Realizing what it meant, I quickly walked over to him and gave him my hand. He led me towards the tub without a word, gingerly guiding my limbs into the water with such care you'd guess he thought I was made of spun glass. I let out a soft hiss and groan at the water's warmth. It was hot, but not enough to be painful, merely shocking at first. He eased me in completely and leaned me back to rest my head upon the tub's edge. His hands went to pull my hair free from the twist I had it in during work, tugging the cloth band holding it in place free. And then he began to wash me. Yes, you heard me right. He began washing me. I was confused as I felt the gentle pouring of the water over my hair, followed by the sound of him dispensing shampoo into his hands. Even while I let out soft moans when he began kneading his soapy fingers into my hair, I was overcome with confusion. I couldn't keep myself from asking any longer.
Master?
Yes, girl?
Why are you doing this?
Are you not enjoying it?
I am. Really, I am. But why?
It was then that his fingers stopped moving in my hair a moment, and he reached a hand to take hold of my chin and gently tilt my head back to look at him.
You're not used to this, I'm guessing.
I paused a moment, feeling a small flush form on my cheeks.
No, not really.
That's a shame. But I see to it that my girl is taken care of properly, especially after she's been so good.
The smile he showed me then was different. It was kind, reassuring. There was no hidden intent, no underlying motive. There was just comfort.
Now just hush and relax until we're done.
I obeyed and pressed my lips shut after that, relaxing my body against the tub. He rinsed the shampoo from my hair, then proceeded to rub a handful of conditioner into it before rinsing again. He took a comb and carefully drew the knots out of my wet hair until it was completely straight, then proceeded to weave it into a tight braid which he secured with the cloth band. He bent his mouth to my ear.
I want you to wear your hair like this from now on. Understand?
Yes, master.
He gave me a pleased smile and moved along the edge of the tub, reaching in to pull up an arm and begin washing it. The rest of the bath was completed in silence as he thoroughly washed my arms, legs, hands, and feet, as well as the rest of me. I couldn't help moaning periodically when I felt his slick hands slide over my breasts, or when his hand dipped in between my legs to wash there as well. He chuckled from the sounds I made, but didn't do any more than wash me. It was strange, the odd silence between us during this whole ritual. I didn't quite know what to make of it, but I could tell from the look on his face that it was pleasing to him, and that was all I needed to know. I eventually heard the gurgle of the drain emptying as he pulled the stopper free and stood up, taking me gently by the arm and guiding me out of the tub. He took up the waiting towel from the bar nearby and proceeded to dry off my body, once more doing all of this in silence. Once he was satisfied, he dropped it to hang over the edge of the now empty tub. And then I felt my body pulled firmly against him, causing my head to tilt back and look up at him just before his mouth came down to claim mine. The kiss was brimming with passion to the point I felt my knees might give out under me from its intensity. I felt his hand trail up my back and neck as he kissed me, soon revealing the reason for the tight braid he'd put my hair into. His hand took firm hold of it and tugged upon it sharply like a rope, my lips instantly torn from his as the motion jerked my head backward. I gasped, and he used the position he had put me in to drop his mouth onto my exposed throat, his lips and tongue feasting upon the delicate flesh. I moaned as I felt the skin beneath his mouth burning and bruising, likely leaving a new mark there. I heard a deep chuckle float into my ear when he finally pulled back, apparently satisfied with his work. He let go of my braid, but only so he could scoop me up into both of his arms and carry me out of the bathroom and out to my waiting bed. He bent to lay me upon my back gently, bringing his body down on top of mine in the same move. The dim flicker of the light from the bathroom and the vanity just managed to faintly outline his features in the darkness, but I could see the broad smile he had as he looked at me.
Have you been enjoying this, my girl?
Yes, master. Very much.
Good. Because now it's time for your reward.
I blinked twice, obviously confused, and he chuckled in reaction. I thought the bath had been my reward. What else could it have been? My head started running things over on its own at first, but then I took notice that he was raising my arms above my head. Within moments, he was wrapping something around my wrists. It didn't feel like rope or anything similar. And then I realized it was a scarf. One of my silk scarves I had purchased after the first time I'd met him. I'd been wearing them to hide his marks on my neck while at work. Now he was tying my wrists together with one of them. He fastened it snugly, keeping it secure but not tight enough to cut off the blood flow. When he let go, I gave a brief tug and felt resistance. He had looped the fabric through a hole in the bottom of my headboard. As my mind became aware of this, I almost immediately felt my heart start to race and my skin go flush. My insides throbbed and my nipples hardened. He had me at his mercy, and it turned me the fuck on. He pushed up on his hands to get a better look at me and survey my reaction. His grin shone in the dim candlelight, clearly pleased. Then he dipped his head down to my chest and began lapping and nipping at my breasts. I wriggled under him, moans already rumbling in my chest and throat. His teeth and tongue grazed over my skin, his hot breath leaving sticky trails across it as he began moving downward. My body twitched involuntarily as I felt his mouth on my ribs, my stomach, my navel, my abdomen, and kept going lower. As he reached my groin, I expected his mouth to continue downward, but his head shifted to the side instead, beginning to nip and kiss at the inside of my thighs. I found myself letting out a mewling sound of disappointment and need, and I felt his lips curl against my thigh in what I could only imagine was a rather smug grin. I felt the heat of his tongue lap slowly against my thigh, getting ever closer to my aching core. I was throbbing terribly with each passing moment. I tugged against the scarf while my hips squirmed, trying to bring myself closer to his mouth. But his hands took hold of my hips and held me fast as he continued to kiss and lick just out of reach where I wanted him to be. I couldn't take it anymore.
Master, please. Please, I want your tongue.
Where do you want it, my girl?
In my cunt. I want your tongue in my cunt, Master. Please.
I heard and felt his deep chuckle. That was what he'd been waiting for. His head dove forward and his mouth clamped over my opening, driving his tongue deep into my throbbing hole. I moaned hard and instantly began gyrating my hips into his face, riding his tongue.
Yes.
Girl, what do you want?
Please, may I come?
Do you want to come on my tongue or on my cock?
Your cock, please let me come on your cock, please.
Oh,
Master, please. May I come now, please?
Come whenever you like, girl. This is your reward.
Will you come with me, Master?
Is that what you want, girl?
Yes, please. Please come with me. I need you to come with me. Please. Thank you.
That's my good, good girl.
I was still pretty dazed and had my eyes closed as I got my breathing back, but I could feel him moving over me and untying the scarf from my wrists. He then laid down beside me, slipping his arms around me and cradling me into him. I felt the soft caress of his lips against my cheek and the thumping of his heart through his chest. The rhythm was beginning to lull my already exhausted mind and body into sleep, but I was trying to fight it off. Even after all that had happened, there was a question I still wanted the answer to.
Master?
Yes?
Why were you there today? Why did you show up like that at work? And how were you able to sneak in like that?
After knowing what I've done most of my life, you don't think I have a few little tricks up my sleeve to get into places most people don't?
I paused a moment as I considered that.
But how...
Oh, no, no, my girl. That's my little secret. As for why, well, I wanted to surprise you. And I was curious how you would react. You didn't disappoint me.
I felt him kiss a cheek again, another chuckle rumbling from him.
And I want to keep you on your toes. Who knows? I might make another little visit to your office again when you least expect it.
You're going to be the death of me.
Only if you give me a reason, my girl. But don't worry. If it ever does come to that, I'll make sure it's a very enjoyable death.
A shiver shot through me at that idea. While part of it was from fear, there was also a thrill of excitement. I didn't want to die, but let's admit it, there are worse ways to go than in the arms of a skilled lover. That was the thought that lingered as my mind and body finally gave in to the wear of the day. I faintly heard the soft assurance of his voice lulling me to sleep along with his heartbeat as the candlelight in the room finally fizzled out. I knew he wouldn't be there when I woke in the morning, but I didn't mind. The comfort he'd brought me that night was enough to carry me through the next day and then some. Would he pop up again at my workplace? Or maybe somewhere else? I really didn't know. But one thing's for sure, my life was certainly anything but boring now. And to tell you the truth, the idea that my killer could show up at any time really didn't bother me at all.